Well, good morning, and happy Friday. Hey, we made it, huh? Quite a bit to report on Thursday activity. You know, got a lot of work done during the day, work, which is great. If you hear the beep in the background, what it is they're going through the neighborhood picking up leaves for those who got them out to the road before it started to snow. So that's what that is. Quite a bit happened. We bought a minivan. Kathy found one on Craigslist and went and checked it out. Looked good, checked out and everything. And my brother helped us out get a little Carfax going on it and looks good. So we'll pick that up tonight when the gentleman gets home from work and after I've been able to go to the bank. Kathy and I, after the kids, you know, we tucked them away last night. We just went a few blocks here into Lorium. And there's a band playing at the bowling alley. The guy that owns the music store up here, Root Notes, I think his name's Josh. He said, "Hey, we play every Thursday night. Come check us out." So we stopped up there to check them out at the bowling alley, and it was good. They were a fine band. Nice to hear live music. They needed a bass player, that's for sure. No low end in there, anyways. But got to sit next to a really, really cool guy. Anytime you have the opportunity to sit and just listen to an 89-year-old man who has spent his whole life in the Upper Peninsula, up here actually on the Keweenaw Peninsula, slow down and just listen. Because I got to meet a gentleman last night, and they know him locally as Grandpa Pooty. I said, "I didn't catch your name." He says, "Well, most people just call me Grandpa Pooty." So 89, lived... grew up during the Depression and wars and has had to work hard. Told me he had never made more than $8 an hour his entire life. And yet he still managed to raise a family with four kids and put them all through college too. And he says he's got a nice house, but his wife, he was married to her 56 years. She passed away. He says, "I got a nice house, but when she was there, we had a home." Boy, I'll tell you what, that gave me goosebumps just now, just repeating that. But anyways, if you have the opportunity today to listen to an elderly person, I encourage you to slow down and just let them talk. You'll learn a lot. Not a lot on the schedule today. Just going to do some work and go get that van tonight. Look forward to a good weekend. That's about it. I'm about out of time, so have a great day. God bless. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.